Greetings, family and friends of Bartimaeus Baptist Temple. Happy New Year, 2019. If I have not had the opportunity to wish that to you as of yet, I do so now. And we start out with a new year, with a new Bible study. And today's Bible study is simply entitled, The World's Toughest Mission Field. So what is the world's toughest mission field? Is it North Korea? Is it the Sudan? Is it Iraq? Iran, perhaps? I contend that actually it may be the mission field that is right there in front of our noses. I'm speaking, of course, about our families. Because when it comes to sharing our faith, which we are commanded to do, and which we have studied, as you recall, this daunting task can quickly turn even a pillar of faith into a pillow of faith. I know, but I'm here to encourage you to fear not, because today we're going to take a collective deep breath, and we're going to resolve to simply be better at sharing our faith with our families and our close friends in the future. Now, whomever is doing the honor of switching the PowerPoint, do so now. And the next slide should be a scripture, which we're going to look at more closely today. It's found in the book of Mark. It's Mark 3:21. We're going to read from the Amplified Bible. I know a lot of times we use what is the New American Standard, different versions of the Bible. Some of us prefer King James and so forth. Today, I'm using the Amplified Bible, which a lot of purists may look down their noses upon. I like it because it helps me when I'm trying to really get a point across. It goes out of its way to make the point. And I think that's important today with what we're talking about. So it reads, and when those who belonged to him, in other words, his kinsmen, heard it, they went out to take him by force. For they kept saying, he is out of his mind. He's beside himself. He's deranged. Oh my goodness, who are they speaking of? They're speaking, of course, of Jesus, who now is in his ministry, and he is going about, and he is sharing the good news, and his fam thinks he lost his mind, and they're going to grab him. So why did I choose this verse? Because I simply want to remind you, even Jesus, you know, God incarnate, had fam that thought he was cray-cray. If we read and we've read, I mean, we think only his mom, maybe. Maybe his mom got it. And we think maybe his half-brother James got it. We don't hear about the others. They all wanted to have him committed. So, you know, okay, speaking of which, let's do a sideline here. Speaking of James, I have a brother, James. In fact, my big brother visited last week. Yep, just long enough to share his cold with beloved. Thank you, Jim. Oh, he was here, actually. He's going to be graduating from med school soon, and he is looking, you know, for a residency, which is the next step. And they had some sort of a residency fair in Frisco. So, of course, he crashed on our living room floor for a week. We were delighted to have him. We couldn't have done without the cold. But he is fam. And we welcomed him with open arms. But I also saw my opportunity, right? He's my big brother. So I'm going to muster up the courage, you know, to talk to him about Jesus. And, you know, first, I've got to remind you, this is the same big brother that went with me and our mom back in the day to a Billy Graham crusade, Cleveland, Ohio. We went down and we accepted the Lord. But that was many moons ago, and I did spend my time away from the Lord. I'm not really sure Jim had ever stuck with him. And I'm saddened about that. So what did I do? I shared a Penn Jillette video with him. Who is Penn Jillette? For those of you who like stand-up comedy, Penn and Teller are the two that are, you know, been in Vegas. He's a very funny guy, but he is an avowed atheist. He doesn't believe, but in this video, he's saying, you Christians, he's rebuking us. If you believe this stuff, you would tackle someone. You would tackle someone if you thought they were going to hell. So he's rebuking us. And, you know, I guess he has a right to, because he sees that, you know, our efforts sometimes can be less than optimal, especially in this area of evangelism. So seriously, here I am. I've been to seminary. I've worked for Johnny and Friends Worldwide Ministry. Let's see what else. I've been volunteered for evangelistic organizations, led many nameless, faceless people. They're not nameless and faceless to the Lord, but, you know, I have led people to the Lord. I've done it. But when it comes to your family, that is something completely different. And you probably have a family member just like my brother James in your family. So I want to just encourage you to take heart, because there's hope. There's hope. Now, last but not least, let's switch one more PowerPoint. It should be bringing up a picture of a book cover, Bringing the Gospel Home, by Randy Newman. Now, of course, our first line of defense is always to go to the good book, the Bible, to look for answers. But there are many good resources that help us understand more about what the Bible's saying. And on this particular topic, I wanted to know how I'm supposed to be sharing my faith with my family members. This is an excellent resource, because, as you see from his quote, evangelizing family members is very difficult. Really, you think? That is the understatement of the new year. But take heart. You know, I think we go at it the wrong way. All of us have probably attempted at one time or another to share our faith, and we've, you know, flopped. I've done it. But we need to find a better way. And I think the better way to approach it, especially with people who know us inside and out, they can't be fooled. So start out with joy-based apologetics. What do I mean by that? Yes, we're to talk about the heavier discussions about sin and death and hell, and we talk about them all the time. He is simply suggesting that we let the amazing grace of Jesus spill over into our witness, and people are going to want a part of what we've, you know, what has changed about this person that I thought I knew so well. You know, let's wow them, right? That's the grace of God. That is attractive. A lot of our evangelistic attempts can repel. We simply want to attract. We want to share the amazing grace of Jesus Christ. And people will be drawn to that, because they'll see. They'll see the difference in us. So here's the takeaway for today. You know, it is difficult to do this, but I tell you, the rewards of doing it and we don't get the glory the Lord does, far, far outweigh any of our fears. The enemy wants nothing better than for us to be scared into silence. And we simply can't do that. In fact, let me share, I have a very good friend. I still consider her a very good friend, although she's gone home to be with the Lord. It's been a year already that she is home with the Lord. And how do I know that? I know that because years before, I had the opportunity to drive out to her. She had had a bad fall. I was concerned about her. I had wheels. I could drive. Just had my hand controls installed. And I drove all the way to Arlington. That is a long drive from Richardson. But I felt the need because we didn't know if she was going to live at this point. She did. She lived a couple more years. And I'm so thankful that I went because I was able to share with her because we were studying how to share your faith. And I went through those steps with her. And I am delighted to say that she accepted the Lord as her personal Savior on that day. And so now I know. Well, I'm sad that she's gone home to be the Lord, and it was way, way too soon. She had MS late, as I do, but was also suffering with type 1 diabetes, which I know that we have heard that another friend of the ministry has passed away of type 1 diabetes, very serious. But I know because I personally took the time to explain it to her, to share it with her, and to give her an opportunity, and she took that opportunity. There's a very, very special blessing for helping family and close friends into a relationship with Christ, because the Bible says, no one can snatch them out of our hands. Amen. So I just want to encourage each of us. Don't give up. Don't become discouraged. Do not fear. The Lord is with us, and He wants us to share our faith. Share our joy. Let it pour out, and let it change lives for all eternity. Heavenly Father, thank you for this awesome opportunity that continues. We've had it before, but it's more important than ever to redouble our efforts to share that joy with our family. It's the toughest mission field there is, but it is not impossible because with you, all things are possible. So we praise you and thank you in advance for the opportunity, and may you get all the glory. In the holy name of Christ Jesus, your Son and our Savior. Amen.